This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why, like you, he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with David McCluskey, former CIA analyst for the Middle East, now a novelist, a thriller novelist. It's a spy novel. It's a profile of the Middle East as we live through it these last 10 years. And with no clarity, many of the instances in David's book are extremely convincing. Anything can happen in Damascus. Our hero is named Sam Joseph. David presents him as a man from Minnesota who has a talent for gambling, probably has a gambler's weaknesses, doesn't know when to leave the table. He quickly establishes himself as a man who makes a mistake as a CIA officer. He falls in love with his asset. David, this is such a violation of what I know to be the CIA's recommendations about how you handle assets. I was charmed right away. My goodness, Sam, you don't deserve to be an officer very long. What do you want the readers to know about Sam's temptation and about Miriam?
Yeah, well, you know, you hit a lot of the high points there, John. I mean, he is a, you know, he is not out of the Ivy League. He is a pretty quote unquote normal guy when he is recruited to join the agency. He's a Midwesterner. He's had a spell in Vegas. He is very good at reading people and understanding their motivations. He's lived, I think, a life sort of outside of the profiles of many case officers that get recruited out of more elite universities, where he's been out in the world doing things. So he's a bit of a salt of the earth guy. You know, he makes mistakes, as you mentioned, violates one of the cardinal rules of espionage and falls into a forbidden relationship with an asset. You know, as I was writing the story, I liked that about him because it felt like everybody makes big mistakes. And so, you know, having a book written about one that you make isn't so bad. You know, he is, I think throughout the book, a good case officer in the sense that he is very good at recruiting people and running operations, but a bad one in the sense that he has violated this, you know, key kind of ethical point that all case officers would ascribe to. His asset, Miriam, is a Syrian palace official who is from a very prominent Damascene Christian family. Her, you know, brothers and uncles and her father all have positions inside the government. So, you know, and they're of course fairly well off. So she's vested in the government. She's vested in the country. But her very rebellious cousin, with whom she is quite close, is or supports the opposition and has gone to a few protests. And when the book opens, I don't think I'll be giving anything away here. It happens quite quickly. When the book opens, her cousin is brutalized at one of those protests by a member of the Mukhabara, the Syrian security services. And so this sets Miriam down a path of, on the one hand, understanding that her entire world is sort of knitted into this government. And on the other, this, I think this burning desire for revenge and to free herself in some way from a cage that she perceives herself to be living in. And so when Sam and the CIA arrive at her doorstep, metaphorically speaking, she is sort of primed to enter this relationship with him and to provide secrets. And it also doesn't hurt that they both really, you know, enjoy each other, are attracted to one another, and eventually over the course of the book, fall in love.
There's a lot of revenge tale in this. Revenge of the CIA against the Mukhabarat. Revenge of the Alawites against the Muslim Brothers. Revenge of the Russians against the Americans. One character is more compelling than any other once you know the story. So we will not go farther with the story. We will just talk of Ali Hassan. What a good, bad man he is, David.
Yeah, he is the Ali Hassan is President Assad's spy catcher. He is a very senior official inside the Syrian Mukhabarat. He is a former police detective and a family man who, in the opening scenes of this book, can be pictured at the same time roughly interrogating and torturing a prisoner and playing with his children at home and having dinner with his wife and family. So he is a man who is complicated. He does not like the government, though, and he is ambivalent, I think, very deeply about how the protest movement and the uprising should be dealt with and his own position in that. And so he is I think of all the characters in the book, many of whom are sort of caught between these, you know, dueling emotions and sort of pulls. I think more than any, he is probably the most trapped between what he wishes his life would be and what it is.
Let's go to tradecraft, David, when we come back, because there's a deal of tradecraft in here and the CIA has approved David's novel. So we'll learn something. Damascus Station, David McCloskey. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.